When President Obama announced plans to provide billions of dollars in stimulus money to create a nationwide high-speed rail network in the spring of 2009, Florida officials jumped into action. The state's high-speed rail plan had been quietly gathering dust after it was killed by Florida voters in 2004, but over the past 2 years, the Obama administration has awarded Florida $2.4 billion in federal funding for the project. So it seemed to many the time for a super-fast train across the Sunshine State was now, until Governor Rick Scott announced before a small gathering of media Wednesday,
"Rather than investing in a high-risk rail project, we should be focusing on improving our port, rail, and highway infrastructure to be in a position to attract the increased shipping that will result when the Panama Canal is expanded, when the free trade agreements with Colombia and Panama are ratified, and with the expansion of the economies in Central and South America."
An expansion of rail, but not in the way transportation officials were hoping. They wanted Florida to lead the nation's high-speed rail initiative with a train between Tampa and Orlando traveling at 168 miles an hour. The federal contribution of $2.4 billion would have covered roughly 90% of the $2.6 billion cost for the project. Rail backers were hoping private companies would cover the remainder. But Governor Scott said that wasn't enough to convince him of the project's value.
"If you enter into a project where it's not a good job, not a good transaction for the other side, it always comes back to be a problem for you. That's what my concern with this is that, you know, you look at the ridership studies, I don't see any way that anyone's going to get a return."
U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood expressed disappointment with Scott's decision, as did U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. Nelson says he and LaHood are working on a legal solution to outmaneuver the governor.
"Both of us, and I'm sure the congressional delegation, are very intent that this project has to go forward. It's the future of our transportation in Florida. It's for us to be the model for the rest of the nation."
Nelson is looking at whether cities along the proposed line could continue the project without the state's involvement. As for Florida's other proposed rail project, a commuter train for Central Florida known as SunRail, Governor Scott says he's still reviewing those plans. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.